You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Power Rankings presented by Energizer.
Here we are.
Live from the Chris Wessling Podcast Studio. I'm Dan Hansis, joined by Colleen Wolf.
Hello, friend.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
How are you? That theme song, we've been doing the show now for about 2 months. And it's, I don't know, it's a little heavy-handed for what we're trying to accomplish.
Feels very aggressive and earnest.
Is it?
A little bit.
You agree. We're on the same page. Mm-hmm. Hey, Shawnee Kelly. I gave you an... That's Sean Kelly, our audio producer.
Yeah. What's up?
How are you?
How are we doing?
Wearing a Phillies hat.
Yeah. Go, hey. Go Phils.
He's
That's
ready.
Right. 1-1.
I gave you an important job. We want better theme music for the show. So I left it up to your discretion. So you will get buried if these are bad.
All right.
But let's hear a couple options as replacement themes for the Power Rangers podcast.
All right. Well, here is one. Let's get this going.
Ooh. What?
Little trap here right off the top.
Kind of anything.
It was unexpected. I thought that we were going into like a jaunty space odyssey, and then we got a little beat dropped on us. That was fun.
All right, I'm gonna give that personally about a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Is that where you come down on that? Let's go to another one.
Let's hear.
All right, let's try this one.
This is absurd. No.
This is like not like Michael Jackson, Dangerous Era. It's like Corey Feldman's band. We're going to lose this one.
Let's go next. Well, you know, they're not all dubs.
It feels like some weird futuristic bar cocktail lounge music. Okay.
This one goes hard. Kind of goes hard.
Yeah, this is not bad.
Yeah.
I feel like I might like the first one still better than this, but this is, I guess, second.
All right. Give me one more.
Oh, I kind of love this.
This is more techno, like we're in the flat.
Yeah.
Is this the new theme song of our podcast?
I think it might have to be.
All right. Okay, we're going to try. We're going to roll with this one next week.
Lock it in for now. Lock it in.
I have locked it in. Thank you for that, Sean.
Appreciate you.
And go Phillies. Not because I like or care about the Phillies. I hate the Astros.
Exactly. And so now the Phillies have to be America's team.
But we're talking about the NFL, the National Football League, and the Power Rankings, which you check out on NFL.com. And we're going to talk about it right here. Let's start with the first quadrant. Now that we have the theme music. God, hit me with the bed. Hit me with that theme underneath while we talk about this. The top eight. We have the Bills, the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Cowboys. Play it, Sean Kelly. I want to hear it.
There it is.
All the same. In fact, the Bills, Eagles, and Chiefs have been 1, 2, and 3 in that order for 4 straight weeks now. Then it changes. Change in the back half. The Niners up 7 spots after Christian McCaffrey has a historic game to number 5. You have the Vikings up 1 spot with only 1 loss at number 6. The Ravens up 1 to 7 and just traded for a big-time player in Roquan Smith. And the Titans up 1 spot to 8. They have not lost in a long time. Where do you want to start here, Connie?
Okay, so I love that there is some consistency now with the top 3, definitely the top 4. But I feel like five is sort of where it starts to get a little tricky. And to have the Viking or the Niners make such a huge jump, I agree with you. I mean, seven spots up, they looked so good with Christian McCaffrey. And hopefully when Debo is back, the two of them together like really unlock the offense. But I kind of where I have a little bit of a difference of opinion is at six with the Vikings, because I'm just still not totally sure who they are, what they are, if they are great, because it's just, it seems so hard. It's always stressful. All of these games, it's never easy. Any of these wins, they had to hold on again to beat the Cardinals. And the Vikings are definitely going to win this division. And I think they're going to end up with a high seed in the NFC. But I think right now that I would probably put the Vikings ahead, or the Ravens ahead of them.
So on November 1st, Connie, we're going to say that the Vikings will definitely win the NFC North. So we're that out on the Packers. And I'm not saying I even disagree, but isn't that kind of crazy? But
it is.
The fact is they really have opened up a huge lead in that division. And yes, I'm with you. I mean, you can, if you're a Packers fan, you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, a Vikings fan, you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Pump the brakes. We are 6-1. Why are we 7th and not moving? It's because, you know, I give you credit. You're taking care of business. But I also, I am like not a fan of that Cardinals team on any level.
No.
And you watch that game in Minneapolis on Sunday, and I counted and wrote about this in the power rankings, five separate situations where the Cardinals just shot themselves in the foot with sloppy play. That game was there for the taking. Mm-hmm. So you credit the Vikings for finding ways to win. That was the opposite of what they were last year. And, you know, let's cycle back to the 49ers, which, by the way, it's a power move. Presented by Energizer, up seven spots. They've been kind of a tough one, Connie, to figure out this season. And, you know, I've talked about this. I don't like moving up teams like at this level, seven spots or in that range this late in the season. But I kind of struggle with finding where to place them. But watching what they did, the way they kind of beat down on the Rams at Levi's South, as I call the stadium across the sidewalk, that was a show of power. And again, a team without Debo Samuel dominating the Rams. I know the Seahawks are ahead in the division, but this is my pick to come out of the West on top.
I just love how they look on offense with Christian McCaffrey. And he clearly went wild in this game with the hat trick. But the fact that they don't have Debo out there and they still are able to look this way. Brandon Ayuk, he really stepped up in this game.
He's
6 for 81 and a touchdown. And then George Kittle, he's not going to show up in the stat sheet, but like he threw some incredible blocks for Christian McCaffrey to make this work. So their schedule, when I just look ahead, obviously they're on the bye now, but they don't have an extremely tough opponent. Like it's pretty manageable and they're going to get key players back from injury, especially on defense. So they're 3-0 in the division. I just think they're set up really well right now.
I agree with you. And there is the Jimmy G side of things. Like, do I trust Jimmy G? Not entirely, but I do trust if Christian McCaffrey could stay healthy, this is not going to, well, he's not going to score three touchdowns in three different ways every week, but this is going to be yet another layer to this offense that's going to be hell for the opposition. Because you could get after Garoppolo for a lot of things, but if you give him protection and put him in a positive scheme, he will find ways to move the ball on offense, and they just have so many options. It's like, it's crazy to me. It was a little crazy at the time, Connie, when the trade went down for CMC, people getting on it, and a lot of that goes back to analytics and studies of the running back position.
Are you dismissing analytics?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Are you a Vikings fan now?
Don't do it. But it's crazy to me like how much pushback there was just because people wanted to say, hey, you don't value running backs. He's not just any other running back. He is, when healthy and at his best, one of the most dynamic running backs of the last like 10, 15 years. That's the type of guy you do give up extra assets for, and you saw in that game how it could pay off.
Yeah, and it also seems like an indictment on the Panthers for not utilizing him the way that they should. And they don't have a lot of the pieces to make it work, but this is a perfect landing spot for him. Just imagine Christian McCaffrey going from the Panthers to the 49ers, like in California on a good team. And Dan, don't forget that at the beginning of the season, you had the Niners, what, number three?
Mm.
So this is not too far off from that.
I mean, it's a whole different world because a lot of that was based around Trey Lance, of course, and that quickly disappeared. But yeah, it made sense also, by the way, for the Panthers to do what they did because you could be a great running back. If you're on a team with nothing around it,
right,
you might as well move your guy. And they did. Now, you said the Ravens, which I have them at 7. You have...
We're splitting hairs at this point.
Yeah, you have an issue with them not being ahead
of the Vikings. And maybe this is just because I was so locked in on Thursday watching them on TNF, but sure, if I was just watching the first half of that game against Tampa Bay, I'd be like, I don't know what the Ravens are doing. Why are they passing the ball? Why are they not even trying to run the ball? It was so weird. Lamar Jackson had career highs in completions and pass attempts in the first half. It was just all so out of character. But then they went back to what they do well. Like, just don't overthink it at all. And it just worked so well. You had everybody kind of got a hand in the running game, even wide receiver Devin Duvernay, Justice Hill, I mean, Kenyon Drake. This was, I think, a really good game for them in coming back, showing how they're really, they're built to succeed and how they can succeed. And then they traded for Roquan too. Plus, time is on their side. I just think that they should be trending up because the schedule really breaks right for the injuries that they have right now with Mark Andrews, which it's not supposed to be serious, but Mark Andrews and Rashad Bateman, apparently they're not serious. That's what Harbaugh said. But their next game, I mean, they got Monday Night Football after Thursday Night Football last week, and then they have a bye. So it's one game in like 23 days.
Sets up well. I mean, cycling back real quick before we move to the second quadrant, you got an issue with me not having the Eagles number one?
Listen, you'll learn. You'll learn at some point.
Because the reason I thought of it was you mentioned anyone having an easy schedule, and it's crazy.
I know.
Philadelphia's schedule this
but
season.
But I was actually thinking about this the other day. I don't like how soft the schedule is.
Oh my
because
goodness.
It just makes me think and makes me worry that the team is going to get complacent because they just keep crushing opponents.
Listen, there's only three truly great teams. They're one of them, and they don't have the Chiefs or Bills on their schedule. But I looked at what's coming up here.
Yeah.
They won't be an underdog in any game in the regular season.
It's wild. But I did notice that, like on some of the other power rankings out there, not the real ones, because this is the authority.
Are we even acknowledging that they exist? I was kind of on the fence on that.
I don't really like to, but sometimes I just dabble. Sometimes I just like to see what's going on out there. And I did notice quite a few put the Eagles at one.
Right.
And then that's when I clicked off because I was like, well, I don't know what's going on out here.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number 9, the Seattle Seahawks up 6 spots.
What?
How about that? Into the top 10 for the first time this year. Number 10, the Bungles, who looked terrible on Halloween night, dropped 5 spots to 10. Giants at 11, down 5 spots after a loss to the Seahawks. That's a drop. We'll get into it. The Dolphins up two spots. The Pats up four spots. My Jets, after flopping against New England at home, down four spots. So look at that. The AFC East, 12, 13, 14, and the Bills, of course, at one. The Rams down four spots. The Chargers stay on their bye at 16. Thoughts here, Connie?
The Giants really come flying down. Well, we can get to them in a second. I kind of want to start at the top with the Seahawks, now in the top 10. And obviously the fact that they beat the Giants. And Geno Smith, I loved what he said, that this game is for Ben McAdoo and Jerry Reese. They believed in me.
This is just still just the beginning. I think we're going to see so much more entertainment via Geno talking as his confidence gets higher and higher. Yes. He was a man that never lacked confidence when he wasn't doing anything in the league. Now, as Michael Jordan said, the roof is the ceiling.
That is true.
What do you say? The ceiling is the roof. I can't remember.
I don't know either. One of those.
I'm botching his botched quote.
It's good. It's good. But look, the Seahawks, they take out the Giants, and now I think people are really noticing.
I needed that. I needed this to kind of buy in a little bit on Seattle. They've been making a slow rise up the power rankings for weeks now, and this was the game where it was like, okay, the defense has now played well for three straight weeks. They were really good and active in this game. That the home, you know, home field advantage is a thing that doesn't feel like it's as big a deal as it used to be for whatever reason. But not in Seattle, when the team has got the fan base excited. That was a very difficult environment, I thought, for the Giants and their offense, who did nothing. And then Geno leading an offense that just continues to be smart and productive. I think Pete Carroll has done an awesome job there. So, good on Seattle.
Yeah, and the offense rebounded from a messy start. Tyler Lockett, those two mistakes, it's just so rare to see him make them. And so he made up for it, obviously, with the go-ahead touchdown. But the defense just completely neutralizing Saquon Barkley after Barkley was just a machine.
Yeah, and let's check out that. I mentioned the Seattle Rise.
Yes.
They started out way down in week four at 28. And remember, this is a very strange season. So all you need to do is get a little bit hot and you will go far fast. So they go from 28 to 23, a dip down to 24 after a loss, up to 20, up to 15, and now up to 9.
Wow.
So they are on a journey upward. I'm kind of into them. Let's talk about the Giants, since they obviously could not hang in the fourth quarter. The Giants had won so many games close and late that I can't really get on them too hard, because it's hard to win every week like that. But for those of us that have had a little bit of a doubt that this team is for real, that game, you know, it was what it was. It wasn't a disgraceful effort by any stretch. Mm-mm. But I worry about the offense's ability to score points when the competition is better. And that was a sign there that it might not be there yet.
The offense obviously was the biggest problem in this game. And the fact that Saquon Barkley averaged just 2.7 yards per carry, I mean, Daniel Jones, he just, nothing really worked for them. The only touchdown that they had was Adoree Jackson because of the fumble. So I think that this team, they have, a lot of people were wondering how real they were at 6-1, but only one loss to 6-2, and they get dropped, what, five spots? I don't know. Maybe that's a little tough on them.
Maybe. You could say that, but I also felt number six was a little high, but they kept on winning, and in a league with so many teams that are kind of in the same boat in the middle class, I had no choice but to keep on lifting them up. This feels a little safer for them where they should be.
Yeah.
We can get to the Bengals another week. I do want to talk about the AFC East a little bit before we head to break, Connie, because I got the Dolphins up to 12.
Yes.
I got the Patriots at 13. And I like the trajectory of both these teams, if I'm a fan of these teams, because Miami, it's Miami. Their schedule is very interesting. Their journey. Can we take a look at where Miami's been this year? And it all connects, obviously, to Tua, I think, which is something that's notable. They were up to number three after an undefeated start in week four. Tua gets injured that Thursday night in Cincinnati. They go from 3 to 10 to 18 to 23. I think they were on their seventh string quarterback by that point. Mm-hmm. Tua gets healthy, up to 14, up to 12 in the power rankings. And it's undeniable, Connie, the yardage this team is putting up week after week.
Oh, my gosh.
I had been calling for it on ATN, but I need more points. And then what do? They dig out of a big hole against Detroit, and they show that they could stack points, not just yards.
476 total yards for the Miami offense. Tua looked so good. He was so efficient. 382 passing yards. He had the 3 touchdowns. I mean, having Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle is just helping him so much. They each went over 100 receiving yards. It's just the trust. You can see the chemistry between Tua and all of these players, and everything is finally looking in rhythm. And the fact that they converted 8 of 12 third downs, they were perfect on fourth down, just everything looked the way it should. And it's funny because I think that this Dolphins team, for a while, the past few years, it was the defense that was really helping them win games. And now everything is sort of switched, and it's the offense that's really holding them up. So I have some questions with the defense, especially with the secondary. They're dealing with a lot of injuries right now. So do they need to change things around in terms of maybe don't blitz as much to help out on the back end and not expose some of these guys? But overall, they look really good.
And then the Patriots, I still think they have a quarterback issue. I'm not a Mac Jones guy. I don't see it. I don't know if Belichick is handling the position the right way either. But all the other stuff is there. The way they really put the clamps on Zach Wilson and made him look bad in that game shows that this defense can continue to get better and progress as the season goes along. The running game is kind of under the radar, really good.
Oof.
Two very good running backs in Stevenson and Harris, and their special teams. This is why the Patriots are different, Connie, and why it was so annoying to see and hear so many people think they were going to be overmatched on their coaching staff of all places heading into the season. They destroyed the Jets in special teams, both from field goal kicking to punting to coverage. And those things make a difference in when you have a team that's not maybe high in the talent realm. They do everything else well. Quarterback's an issue, but number 13 is a good spot for them, I think.
Yeah, Mac Jones just still does not look right after coming back from that high ankle sprain. And it could have been worse. When you watch this game, for anyone who hasn't, he should have had a pick six.
We don't need to talk about this, Connie.
Should we not?
There was
a would-be interception that was dropped.
Just talking. A Jet fan doesn't need to know that it was 17-3 at the end of the second quarter, if not for a ticky-tack roughing the passer call
on
Jonathan Franklin Myers.
Not great.
That could have changed the whole season for both teams. I'm trying to move on from it, but then my co-host on Power Rankings decides we need to touch on it.
Well, that's our job. I'm being thorough, and I think it's a service.
You know what? The Eagles are going to be 12 next week.
Wow. No,
I will have my
winning
revenge
this week. They won't let you. They won't let you do it. But I don't know. Mac Jones, the offensive line didn't help him out. I mean, look, he got sacked 6 times. That was nice for the Jets.
You're a jerk.
There you go.
All right, let's take a break. And when we get back, we will dig into the second half of the Power Rankings. Stay right there.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
It's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Power Rankings Podcast, presented by Energizer. Here is the third quadrant, number seven. Actually, Shawnee, how about the first nomination that you pulled from the
Yeah, let's give that another go.
Library. It's that like frisbee flying in the air that I like.
It's not bad.
Saturn. Number 17, the Saints up four spots. How about that? The Falcons up four as well after a very wild win over the Panthers. The Packers, you know, get beat up by the Bills, but don't get embarrassed. So just set them at 19. The Bucks down two spots after another disappointing showing at home to 20. The Browns up four spots after spanking the Bengals on Halloween night. The Cardinals down two after another loss where they look sloppy as hell. The Raiders down 10.
Oh.
And we're going to get to that because I want to talk about that. Whenever you see that, that means I messed up to 23. And the Bears down 1 to 24. Where are we starting here?
Okay, let's start in the NFC South. Let's do the Saints first because they're the highest. And this was the most complete game of the season for them. Like, they finally started to put together with offense, defense, all of it. Alvin Kamara, he finally looked right. He looked like himself. Like, this guy is the
Just
guy that I remember.
Ball.
He scored his first, second, and third touchdowns of the season in this game.
You know, there's been a lot of speculation and thought process about who should play quarterback for the Saints. But how about just play the guy, which they're doing now, that gives the ball to Alvin Kamara, because that's one thing that Jameis Winston never did on a consistent basis. That gets me mad. Gets me mad. So
I know. Okay. Oh, you're right. You okay
really,
there?
Actually, it doesn't really get me mad. But, I mean, it just makes sense. He's such a great dynamic player with a nose for the end zone like nobody else in the league. Put it in his hands. I'm with you. The Saints are a team. They're interesting to me because they've looked really bad this year at times, and they're still in a deep hole, even with the win. But there are pieces here where you can look at them, and you don't have to squint too hard to see a team that can make a run here. 3-5 is going to make it tougher, but when they have both sides humming and Andy Dalton isn't forcing it like he did the previous week when he had the double pick six in the second quarter, I think in this landscape, they can absolutely get to about 9 wins, and that will get you in the dance.
Well, especially in the division that they're in. The division is so bad right now with the Bucks struggling at everything, pretty much. And then the Falcons and the Panthers. I mean, I was just looking at the rankings. That game was so close, and the Panthers are down at 29, and they could have beat the Falcons, who are up at 18. That's just how the season is going. Right. It's so strange. But the Saints overall, I think that hopefully they can continue this now because the defense, the pass rush was getting to Derek Carr the entire game. It just, when they get Jarvis Landry and Michael Thomas back, I think that they'll be able to go on a run.
Yes, I'm with you on that. And I think when you look at the Falcons, like we said, they're another one. They can hang with almost any team. They're not going to hang against the big boys, more than likely. But they will put up a fight and steal some games. They had that game won, and then they had a coverage bust in the secondary that should have led to them losing. And then the kicker, Pinheiro, lets them off the hook, and they get the W. So at 18, they are a team that's, we've said it before, that they're frisky. They're a frisky team. Not a good team, but it was really good to see Marcus Mariota throw the ball, which Arthur Smith hasn't been down to let him do much of this season.
Yeah, and you look at the wins that they do have. They beat the Seahawks, your number 9 team. They beat the Niners, your number 5 team. There are a lot of games this season that they probably should have won. They also have a strong run game. And I think that, you know, when they put it all together, the fact that they gave up the Hail Mary was a bad look for them.
I mean, it wasn't even a Hail Mary. It was just like, hey, this guy's going deep. All we need to do is, hey, listen, we're not George Halas and Bill Belichick here, but we could say strategically, Connie, that you need to make sure the guy doesn't run past you in that situation. And they just kind of played it poorly, but they have a lot of injuries on defense. But on the injury front, on the positive side, Cordarrelle Patterson is coming back soon from IR. Yep. So that adds an important piece to their offense. All right. So now my mea culpa on the Raiders.
Okay.
When you see a team drop like that at this stage of the season, old Zeuser done did wrong. I did. I kind of was hanging with the Raiders, even though they were struggling to win games because they had lost so many close games. and I thought they would get hot, and they beat the Texans last week, and it should have been a little bit of a red flag for me that it wasn't as easy as it maybe should have been against the worst team in football.
Right.
And then to go to New Orleans, and we just finished saying that New Orleans is sneaky spicy, and so it's not a disgrace to lose to the Saints on the road, but to no show in the game,
oof,
for your head coach, your first year head coach, to be called into the owner's office for the second time in a month before you do your post game presser and basically say, I blew this. This is on me. The vibes are bad, and I should not have hung so tight with the Raiders. I should have had them lower. So I got to take the L.
Were you stressed out at all watching this game?
No, I wasn't watching the game.
I just want to know how deep you are into the power rankings.
No. The Sunday, the way it lays out, we all have different games we watch. That wasn't one of my games. But then when I heard that, you know, they're still getting shut out. Oh, now it's a blowout. It's like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Derek Carr is going to be the quarterback of the Jets next year. Oh yeah, this makes sense.
I was watching this game in the Oakland airport, and I can tell you that Raiders fans were not happy, and they shouldn't be happy, but Devontae Adams having one catch for 3 yards, that's not going to do it. What are you doing?
It gets me so mad that the Packers need Devontae Adams so much, and he's not there, and then he's on the Raiders, and they're not even giving him the ball. So what are we doing? Credit to the Saints again. But please, guys, you can't get shut out in that spot. You're trying to dig out of a hole. Let's move to quadrant four. Shawnee, hit us with another one. Hit us with one of your other offerings.
Is this like a country type?
Yeah, this is rough.
This was the hidden sixth one that I had.
This is kind of like if Billy Ray, Cyrus, and Miley are like, oh, we're going to do a crossover song together.
Or it's almost like a bad primetime intro. Like, waiting all day.
Yeah, we don't need this one, Shawnee. But thank you for your efforts. 25, the Commanders up 3 spots. Broncos up 1 spot to 26th. Steelers down 3 to 27 and a trade to discuss in a moment. Colts down 2 to 28. They stink. The Panthers up 1 to 29. Jags down 1 to 30. And the Lions and Texans round out the 32 of our league. Chase Claypool is headed to the Bears from Pittsburgh. So, you know, that's a move for the Steelers that you kind of saw coming. I think Chase Claypool is as talented as he is. Maybe wasn't always in the good graces of the organization. They weren't always in love with some of the ways he went about his business. But he's super talented. And on the Bears side, like, good. I mean, it's been a bummer of a week where you trade away your two defensive veterans that are highly decorated. Giving Justin Fields another piece, I kind of like that combo, Fields and Claypool, if Claypool has his head on straight.
Yeah, hopefully they can find a good connection together, Fields and Claypool. But this made sense for the Steelers. Claypool, his name has just been floating around in a lot of different trade rumors. But Kenny Pickett, he just kind of had that immediate chemistry with George Pickens. And so that just worked better for them. But
this is what the Steelers do. Like they churn through receivers. They identify guys in the draft that others overlook. They develop them, and then they keep things moving, the line moving. So George Pickens, I believe, Connie, is going to get a lot more targets now that they've thinned out the group a little bit. He's excellent.
But the Steelers offense is like broken in so many different ways. Everything needs help. The run game, I mean, it's just not there at all. When you look at the offensive line, that is a disaster. Kenny Pickett still missing guys. Pickett got sacked 6 times. Like, there are just so many things that they need to fix.
But you know,
what?
We don't all get to be the Eagles and never play a tough opponent. Pittsburgh had to play the Eagles, and it's not fair. In general, if you look at Pittsburgh's schedule since Pickett took over in week 4, I believe it was, it's not been easy. It's been a really difficult stretch of games. I'd like to see him develop in a low-pressure environment against some of these soggy middle earth teams of the NFL, which there are about 23 or so. And I think that's what will be good for the season. For Mike Tomlin, it's going to be like, all right, we're not going to go 500 or better this year. It's going to be the first time ever. But at the same time, now you can really start to focus on developing your first round pick and maybe getting Chase Claypool out of the building helps. I don't know. We don't know all the story behind that trade yet. But
okay, so I'll ask you this. Who has a brighter future, the Steelers or the team that you have ranked behind them, the Colts?
Oh, I mean, so much depends on, of course, whether Pickett can play the guitar with his pick. But
that's where you went.
I would say them, just because they at least have a plan. They have playmakers on both sides of the ball. They have TJ Watt, obviously. And they have great infrastructure with Mike Tomlin. I just trust the Steelers more than the Colts. I think just like I fell on the sword and took a hard L on the Raiders. I will now say to you, Connie, who spent all summer throwing flowers at the feet of Matt Ryan.
Why hasn't this worked?
Your boy, Frank Reich. Take the L on that one.
You know, it's just... It makes me so sad. And I believed in them. And I've learned in the past to not buy in on teams too early. Like, I was doing it every single season with the Chargers. And I learned with the Chargers this season.
Okay. Learning is important.
I was just blindsided by the Colts, the way that they started this season. And now they're firing offensive coordinators. Marcus Brady's out. I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around. And fixing and changing the quarterback, I mean, I don't know. That's not going to change the offensive line, which is the main problem. And it was the main problem going into the season, I think, too. So I should have known. I should have seen it. But
you're not alone. I think a lot of us thought the Colts would be at least competitive. It just hasn't turned out that way. And I think, yeah, the offensive line struggles, and Jonathan Taylor, who was all world last year, just being a guy this year, it's pretty crazy.
There's nowhere for him to run.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. just like the Detroit Lions.
Oh. This is a bummer of a quad.
Can I say it with the Lions? Because you and I have a relationship.
We do.
With the Lions. We did the Hard Knocks podcast, and it was all good vibes.
It was so much grit.
And the vibes are not good, and Dan Campbell now. Remember all the talk we did, Connie, about what a great coaching staff it was and how close they are? Well, they just fired the defensive backs coach, and then they went and they traded their former first-round pick, Tyler Hockenson, to the Vikings. TJ Hockenson to the Vikings, and it's just like, oh man, we hit the vibes. No bueno.
I know.
Detroit.
And you know,
I blame Eminem.
Well, maybe that's something we need to investigate.
Everything changed when he appeared.
It's true.
On the
grounds. they were doing all sorts of stuff. There was juggling out there.
There was juggling, Colleen.
There was super, super fun songs. I mean, it's just
Remember, you know, at home with the Hockensons, was it?
Wait, no, the Hutchinsons.
Hutchinsons.
This season is such a blur. Aiden Hutchinson, that was a big
storyline. Hanging with Hutch?
Hanging with Hutch, but I also can't get out of my head the scene when, and why is his name escaping me, the main character who was like the Rodrigo. When Rodrigo went to the cowboy store to get all fitted out and everything was cool.
The good old days.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
Doesn't that feel like it happened like 7 years ago?
Yeah. I feel like this, I say it every year that the season is flying by, but you know what? I would like a halftime, just a general, like we go dark for 1 week. Everybody goes home. They get a day off. We talk about like, it's like the first half of the season and the second half of the season, but we really do give everyone off.
We are really heading toward a scenario. It's the beginning of November. In about 2 months, there might be a lot of like rap sheet reports about Dan Campbell's job security. Like, I would have never predicted that. But there's still time, Lions. We're still timed to clean it up. And
they
maybe
were the highest scoring team through the first 4 weeks.
And
then all of a sudden it was like a total of 6 points in two games. What happened?
It's the defense.
And the defense.
And remember how much Aaron Glenn, what a great leader of men. He's the defensive coordinator.
I know.
Is he next? Oh, what a mess.
In some trouble.
What a mess. Connie, What a show it's been. We, I think, have maybe settled on a new theme song with the help of Sean Kelly. But we've definitely figured out the landscape of our league as week eight comes to an end.
Should we ask listeners to submit any if they think theirs is better?
Yeah, submit some theme music potential. And also tell me your own top 10, and maybe we'll feature it on the show. why not?
Love
Probably
that.
Not, but maybe.
Maybe.
All right. Until next Tuesday. I think you're heading to Germany.
Oh, my God. I'm going to Germany on Saturday. Wait, right. So I'm not going to be here next week.
So it will be Steve Weiss once again filling in for Connie. We'll chop up next week's Power Rankings. Until then, have a great week. You got the power.
Later.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.